guys, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada, here with Tyler Shaw.
Hello.
The Shaw days can officially begin. The
love,
Prince of
I love
Christmas.
A good pun.
We love it. It's yes. So good. Okay, so we're gonna make some Christmas ornaments.
Perfect.
In celebration. You say you're not a very crafty person?
Not arts and crafts, no.
No, me neither. But so we're in this together.
Okay.
But we've got some stickers, we got some tape,
some glitter,
glitter glue, some paint markers, apparently these are.
Okay.
Little jewels and all the things. So we can dive right in.
Okay.
Which one do you think you're gonna go for?
Well, let's see. Reindeer. I think I'm gonna do the reindeer.
Yeah? I think I'm gonna do this little truck guy. And then you can hang this on your tree at home and then remember us on Christmas morning.
Remember us. I like that.
Yeah. Us here at iHeart. Sweet. Okay. So you are living in Ottawa
I am
now?
Living in Ottawa now, yes.
Wild. How's that going?
It's good. You know, family first.
Right.
So now that I have a daughter, we wanted to be closer to the grandparents, and my wife is from Ottawa, so we decided to make the move, and that's where we are now.
Nice. So. How do you like it?
It's a transition for
yeah,
sure. Toronto has definitely a lot to offer in terms of like nightlife and events and all that. But, you know, we can go 20 minutes one way with no traffic.
Nice.
So, yeah,
that's worth it in itself.
Yeah.
That's incredible. We just had Elijah Woods here, actually, who made the move from Ottawa to
you know what?
Toronto.
It's
you
so
guys
funny
switched spots.
Because we literally did. We had a session before he moved to Toronto. And I was like, man, I'm really happy that I'm here and that you're here. And he's like, you know, I'm actually moving to Toronto.
Oh,
I was like,
sorry.
You gotta be kidding me. So anyway,
so
shout out to Elijah Woods.
Yeah.
He's a bro for sure.
He's the best. But how have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in a minute. I've seen you
good.
On Zoom. I've seen you on TikTok.
Yeah.
You're
oh my
killing
God.
It.
Hey, no. Shout out to Shannon on TikTok. She's absolutely killing the game. If you don't follow her, you got to. She's got some hilarious content.
Thank you. You as well. Actually, I do want to talk. I was going to bring this up later, but we should get into it now.
Sure. This is dry. Dud. This is a dud.
No. Oh, no. They might all be duds then.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
They're dud.
They're brand new.
Really?
What?
Maybe it's something
maybe I'm
like
not using it right. Paint pen. Oh, I didn't realize it did that.
Maybe
you
it's a
cut
good
this
thing.
Part out.
Or just keep this all in.
All right.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, look, something's happening.
Oh, gosh, okay.
You just gotta, hold on.
20
yeah,
hours
Yeah, it's
later.
Happening.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
So when Love You Still, when it blew up, also, when you made it, did you think in that moment, like, oh, this is gonna,
God,
TikTok's gonna love
no.
this?
No. How many pieces have I thought would actually do something, and this one was the one to do it? Which, you know, I'm happy about it, obviously, but
yeah.
No, I did not think anything of it. I literally threw it up within, you know, a couple minutes, really, half an hour at most.
Wow.
And then it did its thing overnight.
Really? Did you wake up and you're like, whoa?
Yeah, it was like literally, I'd say 7 hours later, it was in the millions of views, millions of likes. And
no
I was like,
way.
This is, I guess, something that would be considered viral. So
yeah, that's definitely considered viral.
Yeah.
That's
and
not,
the fact that like I was looking online and lots of other people were engaging with it and using it too. And I'm still seeing videos,
mm-hmm.
very heartwarming videos actually. Of people using the
yeah.
song as well. So really happy with the outcome, honestly.
Yeah, that worked out pretty
cannot
well.
Cannot complain, yeah.
That is so wild. Was after it blew up, though, what do you think in that moment? Is it kind of just like panic because you're like, okay, I got to figure out how to release this? Or,
it was kind of a first for everyone on my team. Like we've you know, figured out the TikTok code or whatever,
right.
secret code. So it was kind of just like, what's next? Let's go through the motions of figuring out what to do. A lot of people were asking for a full song, so naturally that's what I did,
mm-hmm.
was I wrote an entire full version and released that. But I had to get clearance first from Gail's team, which was hard to do.
That is hard. And then a lot of waiting, right?
And then a lot of waiting. But you know what? Worth it in the end. The song's out. Obviously, it's doing really, really well. So again, cannot complain with that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, trying to replicate that time and time
I know.
Again.
That's what they say is like the, it's like a blessing and a curse because you almost like set the bar for yourself.
Exactly.
In a way,
and
right?
then when something gets not even, you know, a couple hundred thousand views or likes or anything, you kind of, you're like, oh, that sucks. But
right.
important to note that if that happens, you can't be too hard on yourself because it'll destroy you.
Right.
Like, social media is a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I was actually talking to Jessia about that the other day about I'm Not Pretty because she had that blow up
That's
on
right.
TikTok.
That's right.
And she was saying that she would you'd rather have that happen than not happen at all, right?
Fair enough, yeah.
So that's just like the best way to look at it, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's wild. But then, that's your latest, but going back to the beginning, Kiss Goodnight is 10 years old.
10 years for one song.
Does that make you feel old?
It does now that you mentioned. Does that make me feel old? Yeah, no, a lot has happened in 10 years. Guys, I can't get this freaking jewel. I don't have the nails for it. I'm going to switch to something else.
Oh, gotcha. That's what the hot glue gun's for.
I don't arts or craft.
We're learning as we go.
Glue gun, got it. No, 10 years is definitely a long time. And the fact that the song is still doing its thing, I still hear it on radio.
We still play it.
Thank you. Canadians friggin' love it. And the world loves it, really. So I'm really reflecting on that this year. And I'm just very thankful.
Yeah.
Very, very thankful.
When you hit a milestone like 10 years, does that make you reflect more?
I think just the getting older, you just become more wiser and you want to reflect more. It's not that you do, it's just like naturally that happens.
You're right.
Like, time, you know?
Yeah.
Time goes by.
Time.
And you're like, ugh.
And
start thinking.
Becoming a dad, I can imagine too.
Yes,
makes
that
you
definitely,
think of all those things.
Definitely. I'm a disaster right now.
I love it. I like that we just threw you in this too.
Oh god.
That we're doing crafts. What kind of things do you do with your daughter?
Oh, everything.
What does she like to do?
Literally everything. She can't sit still for more than
really
5 minutes. And I hope when she's older she gets to watch this. Because she's literally like she's always on the go. When she's not, she's, you know, reading or something, but it's maybe a couple minutes and that's just like this sweet, sweet piece. And she's such a beautiful girl. But literally, like, the other morning, we have this robot vacuum, and she's like, before we go to daycare, she's like, turn it on. Let's turn it on. And I'm, like, trying to get out the door, drop her off at daycare, and she's like, no, I want to turn it on before we go. So I have to pick up everything off the floor. Like, she won't let me leave.
Oh, she's like, she's the boss.
Without, you know, turning this vacuum on. So she made me work in the morning. I was like, I don't want to turn the vacuum on. But, yeah, she's super funny, super hilarious.
Who's, like, a good cop, bad cop between you and your wife?
Who do you think?
I'm gonna say you're a good cop. I feel like you're, like, soft. I feel like, and you're, like, probably, like, a daddy, like.
Yeah, yes. Yes and no. I feel like,
because your wife's, like, a nurse, so I feel like she can be, like, assertive when she needs to be. Does that make sense?
Fun fact. My wife is actually ultrasound. She does ultrasound
for a living. Oh, gotcha, okay.
Close.
Okay.
But.
Healthcare.
The good cop, bad cop thing, I think we have our moments, but it may surprise you that I'm actually more of a bad cop than
a good
cop.
Okay.
But, like, I am a sucker for, you know, she comes in and she does, like, ask so nicely, more cookies, please. And I'm like, oh, fine. It's the way she says it.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, she's a shining light in our life and very, very thankful for her.
Yeah. How does that work with going on tour and stuff?
We're about to find out.
Yeah? Is she going to come on the road at all?
She will not be joining me on the road this time around.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to get a flow of things and really understand
how
everything works. But, yeah, I'm going to miss her a lot. This will be the longest I will be away from her.
How does it feel, though, heading back on the road?
Great.
Yeah.
I have rehearsals this weekend. And I have the set already drawn out.
Do you?
So, like,
you know what you're doing?
Audibly and just like visually, I know what it's gonna look like, but now going into rehearsals, I'm sure there's gonna be fine tuning things here and there. Which is why we rehearse in the first place.
Oh, that, gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be good.
And some good names on there too with you.
Yeah.
Preston Pablo.
Olivia Lunny, that's right. And Claudia Bouvet.
Yeah, wild.
Super happy to have them on. Obviously, Preston's, because they're all killing it, really. They got new music out and they're just doing their thing.
Yeah, I feel like there is just like nonstop great Canadian artists that are.
Honestly, constantly. Like, we have such incredible talent in our backyard. I mean, it's been said time and time again, but we got legends. We have legends and we continue to have legends and just like people paving the way. And, you know, I hope to be up there, you know, give it another 10 years, maybe less.
And you'll be up there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to be legendary.
Right.
Like, you're freaking Michael Bublé's and Bryan Adams and,
yeah.
You know,
well, you are the Prince of Christmas, so you're doing
it. I'll take that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Take that.
How do you define success? Like, do you consider, you must consider yourself
I think, successful. Yes, but it's easy to always think ahead. Right. And you're always, like, looking at the next thing, which is why you, when you get older, you're like, oh, wait, let's stop and be present and be in the moment and reflect on, you know, everything that's happened as well. But success for me comes in different stages. Like, there's not just, like, an overall reaching thing of success. I think it's, like...
Subjective?
Subjective, really. Right. Like, one person's success could be, like, I want to work a 9-to-5 and have a stable income. I did not choose that route. but, you know, that could be that person's success. One person could be, like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom or dad.
Right.
You know? It doesn't really matter. But, yeah, for me, it's, like, I've reached certain goals that I've set for myself, and since I've reached them, that is success.
Yeah.
Like in my personal life and in my professional career. So now that I've got more goals, then I'm just gonna reach those, and the success continues.
Right, but it never really ends, too. I guess, hey, because it's like once you reach a certain level, then you kind of just want to go.
Yeah, you just keep going. Like, why? It'd be weird if you just like stopped reaching. Like, stop trying to reach your goals. Right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Okay. But then it's probably also hard to, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, always be happy. Like, because I feel like I have goals that I set out for myself.
Yeah.
And then once I reach them, I'm like, okay, now I'm, like, almost eager for more.
Yeah.
But or it's, like, even, like, social media. When you, like, hit a certain amount of, like, followers or something. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, now how do I get more?
Yeah, that's why it's a dangerous game. Like, you have to be happy about where you are. You can't think of, like, you can't let that external happiness reflect on your happiness.
Right.
The happiness has to come within.
Yeah.
Which I think is important in this day and age, because a lot of it's like, oh, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
What are my followers thinking? What are these people thinking?
How am I being perceived?
When it's like, you have to reflect on yourself and be like, well, how am I feeling? Let me check in on myself.
Yeah.
And let me know how everything's going.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of success, I want to talk about Lean On Me, because it's been a few years, but it's still such a crazy thing that happened and such a big part of like the pandemic for Canadians, I think.
Yeah.
But when people do songs like that, I feel like sometimes it can be like a hit or a miss. Like there's always a chance it could be like cringy.
Like any song.
Right? Like when all those celebrities sang Imagine at the beginning of the pandemic and they got all these celebrities to do a compilation and everyone kind of like roasted it because it was was when you were putting yours together, was there ever that thought of like this could be like weird or bad or anything like that?
I didn't get that feeling.
No,
that's good. I was just like full steam ahead with Fifi, my manager Danny. Obviously, Sony was involved in every friggin' legendary Canadian.
Literally.
It was just literally like, let's go for it, and I didn't have one negative thought
about it.
Which I guess it is good, because if I had like reservations or like second thoughts, maybe it wouldn't have turned out the way it did. But because we were so positive, like everyone was just so positive about it, right? So,
how do you look back on that now? Like, do you go back? Will you, like, sit and rewatch it and be like, I did that?
Well, we actually just had a plaque ceremony because it just went gold in Canada. So that plaque ceremony did it for me. I was like, damn, you know? And the fact that all proceeds are going to help those who need it.
Right.
Like, it just makes sense. And it's continuing. The more you listen to it, that's the thing about the music, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't die. It's always going to be there. So
yeah,
it's always going to be there to help.
That's so sweet. Okay, so you're obviously very familiar with a lot of Christmas songs, being the Prince of Christmas.
Right.
What do you think is the worst holiday song?
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to think about this one for a second.
Yeah, I know. It takes some thought. Because there's some not good ones out there.
Personally, this might be...
Problematic
or debatable. The one that I'm like, I could do without is probably It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I'm like,
We know.
Yeah, we know. Like, it is. I don't know. It's just maybe the melody. I don't know what it is, but I don't get the same warmth and joyfulness out of that song at all.
Yeah. So that, and I was also thinking like Santa Baby.
Oh, that one too. Yeah, that one's.
Yeah, or like no, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that one too.
Because that one is like.
Yeah, there's a lot more
now
than I thought there would be.
They're all kind of like,
creepy.
Yeah, we can like pass on those ones this year. Speaking of the holidays, do you have like traditions that you do with your family?
We've moved into a new house.
Yes.
This will be the first year that we're gonna get a real Christmas tree. We have a fireplace. So we're gonna hang our stockings above, like very you know, movie-esque, like, I love all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it's a white Christmas. You know, love when it's a fresh snowfall outside on Christmas morning. Love that, because growing up in BC, we didn't get very many of those.
Yeah.
That, as far as traditions, you know, building snowmen, I think, is going to be a big one. Sledding, the routine, Santa's cookies and carrots for the reindeer.
All of it.
I'm sure over the years, too, we'll develop new, you know, maybe something will happen and it'll be like, we should do that every year now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice. How's your ornament?
It's terrible.
I think it's great. You took a creative, I like the hat. Should we show it to the...
Sure.
Are we ready?
Sure.
To present it? Ta-da!
I immediately regretted the jewels in the spots. I should have done them, like, around the body, maybe.
That
is fantastic!
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
It's nice to, like, have a craft.
I'm embarrassed. Oh, jeez.
Well, thank you for doing crafts with us. Do you regret it?
Yes. I'm going to keep working on this. You guys,
okay.
I'll be here all day. All
right. Thanks, guys. I think it looks good.
No, don't
Oh,
even...
you are back to work, yeah.